Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian
Bigfoot Rob Muir
and the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
Do you have a certificate of that authenticity? Is it on the blockchain?
Wait. I got a permit, though. Here it is. Oh, no, it's the middle finger.
So coming up here tonight, Peakless, you want to talk about 9-11.
9-11.
I'm not sure what possibly could be new about 9-11, but you've got something you want to say.
It'll be like 9-11 times 1,000.
Oh, my God.
That's...
but something else that's a little more pressing at the moment is this case out of, I don't even know, is this Jacksonville? Yeah, Jacksonville, Florida, where an Orange Park business owner has been found guilty on all counts in a federal trial about marketing thousands of what the federal government calls illegal machine gun conversion devices through a web-based company advertising on YouTube. And this is a follow-up on a story that we had on the show some months ago. Regularly, we'll have co-hosts on occasion. He is Matt, mm-hmm. who's one of our kind of gun enthusiasts, sure. Co-hosts. He pays close attention to the news in the gun world as far as gun freedoms and yeah. you know, the various different ridiculous nonsense coming out of the federal government thugs, specifically the ATF. And he brought this story in a little while back. So for listeners that have not heard about what's going on, there's a man who created a piece of metal. And I don't think he came up with the idea of the thing that is drawn on the piece of metal, but he came up with the idea of drawing a picture on a piece of metal. And the picture is of something called a lightning link. Okay, so as I understand it, the lightning link and... If y'all know more about, you know, how these work exactly, please feel free to clarify. But you put this into a semi-automatic rifle. I don't know if it's certain types. I don't know if there's certain models or whatever.
Yeah.
But you put it into a semi-automatic rifle. This article gives an example. The AR-15.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure the AR-15 is yeah. the major one.
Because what doesn't fit on an AR-15, really?
Yeah.
And it's just perfect for modularity.
So, I guess, you know, selling these... lightning links is a crime. The federal government considers them to be machine guns, even though
it is one piece of metal.
One piece of metal. It is a piece of metal that is apparently roughly the size, or maybe I don't know if it's like slightly larger than perhaps than the size of like the snap part on a can of beer.
So I can officially fit a machine gun in my wallet.
Yes, according to the federal government's ATF, that is absolutely the case.
That's amazing.
You were showing us a picture of this thing.
Yeah.
It looks like it's, what, the size of a credit card or something?
Looks like about that size, yeah.
No bigger than a cell phone, anyway.
Now, what I was showing you a picture of, Captain, is the what they call the auto key card. This itself is not the lightning link. So the lightning link is a small, even smaller piece of metal than the picture I showed you. The picture I showed you, and I'll describe it here for the listener, is a card about the size of a credit card
yeah.
that has on it two drawings mm-hmm. of what, if it were cut out, would function as a lightning link in theory if you put it into an AR-15, and then that would then ostensibly convert the AR-15 to be able to fire in full auto mode, which, of course, the federal government doesn't like it. When the average person has a fully automatic rifle, they only want their soldiers and their police to have fully automatic rifles.
Right, because in the government's eyes, you know, people with badges and uniforms have different rights than everybody else.
In that they have rights. And everyone else, not so much. Yeah, right. I just think it's amazing that, like, a machine gun doesn't mean that it actually fires bullets. It just means that it's that thing we don't want you to have.
Correct. So, this guy came up with this idea. His name is, I'll have to come up with that here. Oh, Matthew Hoover. Okay. I'm sorry. No, he's the fire. So there's two guys here. So there's Christopher Justin Irvin is the creator of the auto key card. Matthew Hoover is a gun enthusiast and firearms dealer who has a YouTube channel who they teamed up together to promote this thing to his viewers and so on. So there's two guys. Both of them have been convicted now of various different quote-unquote gun charges, felony charges, and are now going to be going presumably
That's
to prison
so dumb.
For some amount of time here.
Wait. What if I printed that exact same picture, right, the exact same size? What if I printed it on a piece of paper?
I don't know. I mean, given that they'll convict you for having it on a piece of metal, you may very well be convicted for it on a piece of paper. I mean, juries are, they'll just go with whatever the government says.
What if I lasered it into a stone tablet?
I don't know, man. I wouldn't try these people at this point.
But I'm just saying, like, how far does the government go with this crap?
Yeah, right? I mean, is it the shape itself that is a machine gun? I mean, do I now have a machine gun inside my mind?
Which, these are excellent questions.
I mean, all of this very much seems to be the direction that we're headed, is that far from having any right to speech, any right to information, you have the exact opposite. If you have certain forms of information, you are guilty of a crime.
Right. So, just to be clear, this is a First Amendment right that you have. Drawing, creating artwork.
Yes.
Right? Is an expression.
Yep.
It's not speech in the traditional sense, in that you're not saying words, but you are expressing yourself. That is supposed to be protected by the First Amendment. And in this case, this jury sent these guys up the river and convicted them of multiple counts. And I can get into the story here, but I just wanted our listeners to know what we are talking about. We're talking about a piece of metal with drawings on it. If you cut the drawn thing out, then the ATF considers you having a machine gun. But now the ATF is saying, no, if you just have the piece of metal with the drawings on it, even if you haven't cut them out, you have a machine gun.
That's so dumb.
And that would mean that these guys were illegally selling machine guns.
That is right? An illegal shape.
That's what they're saying.
What if it was a bunch of text describing the dimensions of this shape?
Right.
It's an oblong octagon at one end. Each piece of the octagon is, you know, one
quarter
inch of it, whatever
here.
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, giving the spec, or millimeters even, right? Because, you know, we're in the U.S., right? These things need to be universalized, and so the metric system would probably kick in. But what if you just had a bunch of text describing the shape?
Great point. You could easily have a text file shared around the internet.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't put it past them to put you in jail for having that information at this point.
So they've been found guilty, according to Amoland.com, who wrote up a piece about this. The BATF has charged the men with violating the National Firearms Act of 1934 for selling machine guns and conspiracy. Irvin faced an additional charge of obstruction. So you got two men here, Justin Irvin and Matthew Hoover. The case stems from Irvin selling a metal card with the image inspired by the lightning link etched into it. Irvin sold the cards as a novelty and contracted with Mr. Hoover to promote the card on his popular YouTube channel. The ATF arrested Irvin in April of 2021 and charged him with transferring unregistered machine guns. Mr. Irvin was denied bail and has been locked up since his arrest in April of 2021. He's sat in prison for 2 years awaiting this trial.
Well, and, you know, you ask, what if you have detailed instructions of this? Well, what if I have an AutoCAD file that just tells you, okay, stop filing here, start filing here, and the result is this?
Or a file that you put in a 3D printer.
3D printer, sure.
Yeah.
You know, that says, hey, here are the dimensions of this particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hoover used his platform to raise money for Irvin's legal defense because he was able to stay out on bail. The ATF viewed the fundraising activities as conspiracy and accused the men of running a criminal enterprise. A year after Irvin was arrested, the ATF raided Hoover's house and took him into custody. At that time, the Wisconsin judge released Hoover on his own recognizance.
This is in Wisconsin?
Hoover was. I guess the other guy, Irvin, was in Jacksonville.
Okay, all right.
Saying he didn't believe the YouTuber was a flight risk or danger to society. So the YouTube guy was able to be out on bail. The designer of the card had to stay in prison the entire 2 years, and of course is still there awaiting, at this point, sentencing now. The U.S. attorney pushed for Hoover to be kept in custody, but the arguments fell short. Trial ran for 2 weeks. This week, six of Hoover's viewers testified. Four of the witnesses stated they bought the auto key card after seeing it on the CRS Firearms YouTube channel, but they say they never intended to cut it out. Another witness nervously testified that he bought the item to make a machine gun and accused CRS Firearms of encouraging his viewers to break the law. Now, what they did here, obviously, was they raided this guy. They got his customer files from him,
yep.
Whatever kind of shipping information that he had, and then they went to all of the customers' houses, and they threatened them. And they said, you have a machine gun, sir, and you have not registered this machine gun with the ATF. That is a violation of the National Firearms Act. You are facing up to X years in prison for having a machine gun that's unregistered.
300 years, or whatever.
Right? And we'll tell you what, we'll let you off this charge. All you have to do is testify against CRS Firearms and Justin Irvin and this Hoover guy. So whoever the guy is that testified he bought the item to make a machine gun and then accused the creator of the YouTube guy of encouraging his viewers to break the law, obviously was doing that under threat, right?
Yeah.
The final witness said he was driving when he heard automatic gunfire. He said he pulled over and found three men in a field. The men had two auto key cards. One was cut out and one wasn't. The men gave him both because they couldn't get it to work. The man is a machinist and figured he could use his skills to get the item to function. After hours of trying and failing, he threw away the cutout auto key card. When he saw the arrest of Irvin, he contacted a lawyer that arranged for him to turn it in to the ATF. The ATF examiners also testified and showed a 10-second low-quality video of an AR-15 firing automatically with a cutout auto key card.
So this one customer was just all giddy to like, oh, look, I got evidence!
Apparently he wasn't even a customer. He was just some rando who encountered the auto key card in real life being used by some other people. And then he decided he was going to help the ATF take down its creator.
I'm confused. Did this thing work or not? Because it sounds like
he said he couldn't get it to work. Him
hearing automatic fire.
Right.
So if it didn't work, then why did you hear automatic fire?
Strange testimony, or at least the recap is we weren't there.
Yeah.
ATF examiners also tested and showed a low-quality video of an AR-15 firing automatically with a cutout auto key card. When pressed, the ATF admitted they could only get one of the three auto key cards that they possessed to work. They also admitted to jamming the auto key card into the firearm to create a hammer follow. The action is similar to where the ATF ruled that a sliver of metal is also a machine gun. The ATF also admitted the Bureau assigned 12 agents to collect auto key cards from the public before being told to stop by their higher-ups, who thought it was a waste of money. The ATF employees also admitted to taking classes on convincing a jury of their testimony. And apparently, they did convince the jury because they found them guilty. Tuesday night, the U.S. Attorney's Office requested the jury be instructed that the auto key card is a machine gun, whether it works or not. And they must rule if the men transferred the items and if the men's intent was to transfer uncut Lightning Links. They also wanted the judge to prevent the defense from arguing that the auto key card was not a machine gun. However, they say the judge was annoyed at the prosecution for springing the jury instruction request at such a late hour, and the judge refused most of the proposed jury instructions. A lot of good it did them, though, because they still got their convictions. The prosecution also asked for an hour and 30 minutes for closing arguments, but they were limited to 45. Defense asked for the case to be dismissed. The prosecution asked the judge to deny that request, but the judge didn't deny it and said she would wait until after the jury returned a verdict. The verdict came in after a mere five-hour deliberation, which sounds about like what they did in the Crypto 6 case.
Have you had enough, listeners? Have you had enough, America? Have you heard enough of this kind of crap continuing to happen over and over and over again, where your freedoms become less and less, and their tyranny becomes more and more? Have you had enough yet?
Yeah, I was listening to, I think it was last night's broadcast, and nobody was pointing out that in the Dred Scott decision, the reason that they decided that slaves had no rights was because it was too impractical to grant them rights as human beings because they would be able to carry rifles anywhere they went.
Mm-hmm.
So that shows you the real truth of things. If you are a human being with rights, you have the capacity to defend yourself. Now, at that point in time, riflery was state of the art. Like, that was the most advanced self-defense technology that existed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, come 100 years ago or so, we have a, you know, fairly standardization of machine guns becoming more and more the state of the art with self-defense. This is 100 years later, and we are still not allowed to have them.
That's right. Well, you can have one if you pay something like $30,000 or whatever. There's a ridiculous fee. There are a lot of hoops that you have to jump through. But you can get a permission slip from the ATF to have a machine gun. I don't know if they're still issuing them.
You can just murder people for the government.
And this is a perfect illustration of the phrase I like to say that best represents the United States of America today. Land of the fee, home of the slave.
Yeah.
Irvin, by the way, was found guilty on one charge of structuring, which doesn't have anything to do with guns. It's a bank crime. Structuring is a crime where a person structures withdrawals to avoid red flags. Withdrawals over $10,000 potentially triggers an investigation, and so they were going below, you know, or he was allegedly going like, you know, $9,900.
Who the hell decides that?
Like Congress?
No. I mean, like, I know, like, they look at transactions in specific amounts, but. Like, who decides that, oh, look, you've made 10 withdrawals under 10, your structure, like, I don't understand that.
The banks
because,
will. They'll
because,
send a notice to the Treasury.
I can write on, you know, I can count on one hand the number of times I've withdrawn 10 grand.
Well, it seems to me that it just comes down to, do they target you? If they are targeting you, and they see something that they can use to add to your charges, then they will. So they're targeting this person because he's, you know, flaunting the capacity of the Second Amendment right of human beings. So therefore he gets targeted. Now, once they've decided that you're their guy, they're going to hit you with everything they can possibly put on you.
Right, right. So
if they see a bunch of transactions under $10,000 or whatever it happens to be. I mean,
there's probably not even a limit.
I don't know if the $600 one went through or not, but $599.
Oh, the $600 one did go through as well. Right?
Okay, so yeah. Now, if they've decided to target you, and they see lots and lots of transactions under $600, then they're going to slap that on too.
What's really interesting about the $600 one is they put that one into place before they started. Chumming the water with more money, inflating the money supply.
Mm.
And so, like, what was a $600 transaction when they passed that thing is now worth half of that. So it's almost as if they track every, we'll say, $300 transaction just for rough math to get the idea across. Yeah. Because your dollar has about half the power it did before they started inflating the money supply.
Yeah, and it's a continuous process.
Yeah. As much as they did in the last 4 years, anyway.
Yeah, just in the same way as, like, oh, well, this is a small claim, so you go to small claims court for that, except at this point, a small claim is just not worth anyone's time to ever bother, so any claim whatsoever no longer goes to the nice, simple, short process of small claims court. No, we've got to go through the whole thing of having more and more lawyers.
So Irvin, the guy who created the metal card with the drawings on it, was convicted of apparently every charge. One charge of structuring, one charge of conspiracy, and 10 charges of quote-unquote transferring machine guns without, you know, permission slip. And then his partner Hoover, the guy with the YouTube channel, was found guilty of 5 of the 8 charges, including 4 charges of transferring machine guns and also a charge of conspiracy. They are going to be in custody until sentencing, which is tentatively scheduled at this point for July 31st, all for selling a piece of metal with a drawing on it. This is the, again, this isn't the first time the freedom of speech has been under attack here in the United States. Obviously, they're going after Julian Assange for his free speech, and he doesn't even live here. So, I mean, by no means is
they're going after you for Bitcoin, which is code, and code is speech. Yeah. So, I mean, you do the math.
Yeah. So, if you have the ability to speak, it is only because they haven't decided to target you yet, ultimately.
Well, and who's defending it? I mean, other than the people in this room, there's just about no one out there who is on the side of defending free speech. So, of course, they're going to target more and more of it. It is always a threat to the power of the tyrants to be able to talk to each other. So they will always want to get rid of it because they're evil. And if there's no one who's bothering to hold on to this, then they'll just pick away at it until there's nothing left.
I'll give you another example here. Very disappointing survey from the Granite State Survey, or Granite State Poll, I think they call it. It is done by the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. They do a monthly survey, and they hit different kind of political, usually political-related questions. This month, they asked Granite Staters, and they usually do around 900 survey respondents. They asked Granite Staters about the proposed ban on TikTok. And I'm sorry to say that 52% of the people who responded to this particular survey would strongly support, strongly and somewhat, they looped, put them together, so strongly and or somewhat support a ban on TikTok.
Banning things doesn't work, ever.
Yeah. Once again, we're talking about freedom of speech here. And they say, somebody said China's behind TikTok. And it's true. There's a Chinese company behind it. But who cares? If somebody wants to use a Chinese app, they should be free to do that.
Yeah, I got news for most Americans. Most things that you touch are made in China.
Right.
70% of Republicans, when you break it down by political party, strongly or somewhat support the ban on TikTok. 57% of independents and 35% of Democrats. So Democrats are a little more sane on this, at least this particular issue.
Well, it's not a matter of sanity. It's a matter of it's not their preferred target. So on the left, the preferred target is Russia. So if TikTok was a Russian program, you bet your bottom dollar there would be an overwhelming majority of Democrats, and maybe not a majority at all of, national borders is a huge thing on the right, so maybe it would still be a right thing, but it's a matter of preferred target. The preferred target of the right is China. So
but isn't Biden going after China as well?
Not really. Well, he's definitely setting up the higher and higher probabilities of going to war, but he's not especially going after it. He's especially going after Russia. Mm-hmm. He's especially, not so much him as his handlers. But
there's only room in the NPC's programming for being against one thing at a time. Right.
Okay. That's exactly it. They're anti-Russia.
That's the meme where there's like the chip in their head, and they pull it out and they replace it with the latest issue.
Absolutely.
But still disappointing to see in the so-called live free or die state to see more than half.
Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, shame on those people. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join the show. Bring up whatever you want. Your thoughts on the auto key card controversy. Men are going to likely be going to prison for having a printed drawing on some metal.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Republican hopefuls are in Iowa this weekend. More than a half a dozen current or potential GOP presidential candidates will speak to conservatives attending the Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition spring fundraiser Saturday. Former President Trump is scheduled to give remarks remotely today as he seeks to shore up support among evangelical voters. The U.S. Embassy is warning American citizens in Sudan to shelter in place. Sudan's military says it has agreed to help evacuate citizens from other countries, including the USA, as fighting rages on between the army and a rival group. Protests and other events are being held to mark this Earth Day. Volunteers around the world are planting trees and picking up trash for the 54th annual day to honor the environment. Climate change activists are protesting outside the Parliament building in London. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to Dan Hargis, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program.
Dan the man.
Dan is a silver level supporter, meaning that Dan is contributing $5 a month to AMPS, which stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here. If you support Free Talk Live and you want to help do that directly, then we certainly appreciate it. It makes a big difference for us, helps keeps the gears moving here, continuing to spread the ideas of liberty, peace, freedom, crypto, alternatives to the violent status quo, peaceful alternatives. So head over to amps.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. It is our Patreon. That's amps.freetalklive.com for as little as $5 a month. If you don't like Patreon, that's okay. We got a solution for you. You can go to video.freetalklive.com. That is our Odyssey channel. And then just click join at the top of the channel. You have to be logged in. You got to have an account and stuff. But then you can use your debit card or your credit card to send in $5 a month that way as well. And you benefit the Odyssey platform because they take a small fee. And they actually, with Odyssey, they add the fee on to the $5.
Right,
it's like $5.70 or something, because there's the credit card fee and then there's the very small fee for Odyssey. So that way you can help Free Talk Live and help Odyssey, which is a great platform. And I'm sure they'd appreciate it. So once again, that's video.freetalklive.com or AMP. www.freetalklive.com. You know, just because we happened to stumble into the discussion, we were talking about freedom of speech and, in this case, freedom of artwork, which is another form of expression.
Mm-hmm.
Two guys are likely going to be going to prison. One of them's been in prison for 2 years, awaiting trial. So if he's lucky, he'll get time served. But, I mean, these are firearms charges, so I'm sure the judge is going to set an example. We can't have people drawing on pieces of metal and then selling them to people. That's what they've been charged with.
I'd put your head on a pike if I had the constitutional authority to do so.
Yeah, I hope it goes well for them, but, I mean, they're trying to make them look like they are terrorists, right? Like, oh my God, they sold this piece of metal. Anyone who bought the piece of metal and who cut out the artwork from it might be able to, because they said sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, they might be able to convert a AR-15 from a semi-automatic into a automatic. So the ATF...
These people might have the very powers that we demand for Ukrainians.
Right. And so it's absolutely absurd, but a jury decided that they wanted to send these people to prison. Well, so
all they're saying is what you alluded to in the first segment, Ian, is... only approved U.S. government employees can have this type of a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not such an approved employee of government, then no, not for you. You don't get these. These are ours, not yours.
Well, and the fact of the matter is, there is no such thing as rights. It's something that they teach us in school so that we can believe that these exist, so that we can, you know, you reach for your pocket and your wallet's not there. When you try and pay for something, it's a problem. So we think we've got these things in our back pocket, but when we need them, when we reach for them, they were never there to begin with. These were always and will always be privileges.
Yeah, a temporary set of privileges.
Yeah, as long as these are safeguarded, as they tend to call it, by a violence monopoly.
Agreed.
So that led to just a larger discussion about freedom of speech being under attack here in the United States. Another recent example of this is the relative popularity of the idea of banning an app, which seems like just a straight attack against freedom of speech.
I don't even understand how that's even being considered. It is so far outside of the realm of things that ought to be considered by humanity, let alone a government.
Right. They're basically just saying, oh, well, the app was programmed by someone we don't like, the Chinese, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's plenty of good people in China, which is ridiculous on its face. But regardless, China bad, so therefore ban the TikTok app and ban any other app that they decide they want to do. Because I think there's this whole restrict act that is behind this that is much more far-reaching as far as tyranny is concerned than just banning one app.
It's a straight-up ban on the Internet, basically. Which, honestly, that is the next step. That is where they are headed. It's one of the things that I've seen them start to head towards in the banking sector. So, like, there was a thing in, like, I think it was 1993, where it like lays the groundwork, and it's just been a steady little step, one by one. And one of the more recent ones, it's any kind of decentralized network, right? Now you'd think that that if they were targeting cryptocurrency with this, they'd be a decentralized blockchain network. No. Any decentralized network. Mm-hmm. So we may very well see an attack on that front on the Internet of, well, in order to maintain our banking system, we have to get rid of your ability to go to things that aren't Facebook and YouTube.
Like Mastodon?
Right.
Or Matrix. Like Mastodon,
or www.
Right.
Seriously, like that level. Like www. Whatever you want to go to.
That is decentralized.
Yeah, it's decentralized. It's a decentralized network, and that is the very power that is getting targeted here.
So, unfortunately, I brought up a poll that I just happened to stumble across this weekend by the Granite State poll. And it shows that more than half of people that were surveyed, at least, in New Hampshire, the supposed live-free-or-die state, 52% of them, either strongly or somewhat support the ban on TikTok. But I wondered, well, what about the whole country? What about the entirety of the United States? Surely there's some polls that have been asking this question, and there have been. According to the Pew Research Center, which is a fairly well-known survey company, March 31st, so not quite a month ago, by more than 2-1, Americans support the U.S. government banning TikTok.
2-1.
Now, 2-1 is just comparing those who support and oppose, ignoring the not sure. So in their poll, 50% said they would support the government banning TikTok, and 22% said they would oppose it, with 28% not sure. So that's pretty much right in line with the New Hampshire results, which was 52% said strongly or somewhat support, and then the opposition in this poll was 23% either somewhat or strongly oppose. So pretty much right in line with the national numbers. I wish it were different. I wish the New Hampshire people were more freedom-friendly, but they apparently are no different than the rest of the country.
So roughly half of the United States hates freedom of speech.
Well, and
what it sounds like, yeah.
Well, and one of the things that they're doing here is they are making people agree that war is more important than our identity. I mean, our whole national identity was, you know, America is a free country.
Right.
We have certain rights here.
Give us your tired, your poor, and your weak.
Right. So if they get these people to profess that it is more important to be against China than it is to allow people to speak to each other, then you have the very mindset that they want for World War III.
Mm-hmm. And that's their strategy for, well, nearly everything that I've ever seen government do is this sort of propagandize and then divide and then conquer. For every military action, not just, you know, official wars, but every warlike action that the United States has taken in my lifetime has followed this pattern. Right, you look at Gulf War One. Well, some folks listening weren't born yet, but it was like playing a video game. This was televised on CNN 24/7. They had reporters embedded with certain troops and things like that, hanging out with them, riding along in the car. They had like graphics that rival video game displays, like heads up displays with like, here's how many tanks are in the area, and here's the flyover count, and they were going all out with it. Heavily propagandizing people to be against whatever that enemy was, the Iraqis, right. I guess.
So this is an ongoing problem, and I think you touched on it earlier, Captain. It's like, are you sick of this yet?
I've been sick of it for quite some time, even before I got here and started doing this. But one of the reasons that I came here is because I'm sick of that.
It is absolutely sickening how few people in the United States have any kind of shred of principles. Like, you don't have to be a libertarian. I get it.
Yeah.
Most people aren't libertarians, but you would think more people would understand the basic concept of freedom of speech.
Yeah.
I get the controversy over guns. Sure, yeah, you know, guns, controversial, boom, people get hurt. But freedom of speech, it's one of the most fundamental freedoms you could possibly have.
And their current propaganda against freedom of speech is the term hate speech.
Well, in this case, Chinese speech, programmers.
And they're classifying that as hate speech, right? What is hate speech?
I don't think they are. They're just, it's just fear about the Chinese government.
Right. Same ends, different tactic. That does the same thing if you say, oh, it's hate speech. That's another way of getting rid of people's speech. In this case, it's a foreign army speech.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem here. But if we don't give up our rights, then they'll take over, and then we won't have any rights. And that's
how are they going to take over? I mean, look, the TikTok app, I have used it briefly. It was before I got arrested, because I have to ask permission for social media things since I've been out on bail. So I have not seen any reason to use TikTok. I've certainly seen some videos here and there, but as far as logging into the app and doing
the only TikTok videos that I even remember are the nurses.
Oh, from the COVID thing.
During the COVID, yeah.
So, I mean, TikTok videos are short videos, typically. They range in topic. There are, you know, of course, people know about the dancing girls, and people know about the dancing people in the COVID, etc. But there's also people that do cooking things, and there's people that do, you know, instructional things and educational things. There's a whole range.
Oh, I have seen some, like, DIY home improvement TikToks.
There's some funny stuff. I followed at one time this truck driver who was just always cracking jokes and, you know, just quickies once a day kind of thing.
I've never had a TikTok account, though. I see these videos because you can cross-post these videos onto other social media.
Sure.
So if I'm on, you know, Mastodon or Matrix or Twitter or something, I'll see TikTok videos pop in from other people, and you can play them without having an account.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's nothing that's any different than Years ago, there was this thing called Vine, which was a six-second video thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was owned by Twitter. I had no idea about that. Elon Musk has been teasing about bringing it back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's for the attention deficit disorder generations, basically. But I get the appeal of it. They're quick hits of dopamine, right? And people like to laugh and they like to be entertained. And that's all that TikTok does. It's just, oh my God, the Chinese are programming it. They're getting information about what Americans like to watch. Oh my God, surprise. Americans like dancing girls and Americans like food and Americans like everything that everybody else in the world likes. What is the value in the TikTok data to the Chinese communist government exactly? I've still yet to hear the argument for why this is so dangerous.
I can make the devil's argument on
this. Let's hear it.
Sure. The idea is that since we don't know what is in this program, it is spying on everyone through their phone.
So is every other program.
Oh, okay. Well, those other programs are compliant with the United States of America. And these are not necessarily compliant to the United States of America. And if our empire isn't telling you that it's okay to spy on people, then you're not allowed to spy on people.
Let's take it a step further. Let's back up a bit. Look at the bigger picture.
Mm.
If government believes banning TikTok is worthwhile, much less the 50% of people surveyed believe that banning TikTok is worthwhile because of its affiliation with China. Well, then get ready to have your cars banned, your phones banned, your computers banned, every piece of electronics in your home, most of your clothing.
You mean anything with chips or whatever from China? That
anything
kind of thing?
Made in China, period.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready to lose all of your stuff.
Yeah, that would really suck.
Well, and there's two things that get accomplished by this. Number one, you gear up a bunch of people for war with China, which they absolutely want. I mean, this is a war-based system. War is the health of the state. And number two, you get people geared up to give up their internet. That is what they want. They want to do away with Web 1. There will be no unfettered access to other people. You will not be allowed to just know what other people have decided to throw out there into the information megaplex. No, 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 no. Facebook will tell you what you are allowed to know. YouTube will tell you what videos you're allowed to watch. Why? Because those are owned and controlled by the United States federal government.
The thing about freedom of speech and why it's so important is because it allows you to know who the a-holes are.
Yes.
Right? Now, you might think a certain set of people are a-holes that I don't think are a-holes. And you might another set of people that we don't think are a-holes.
And the solution
and
is
that's
to put you
why,
in jail.
That's why it works. Because guess what? It's not the popular speech. It's not the popular opinions that need the protection.
Right.
It's the unpopular speech. It's the dissenting speech. It's the people who say, we've had enough. That's the speech that needs the protecting.
And I don't like communism. I don't support the idea of forcing people into a communist or a socialist system, but I would never advocate for the banning of their ideas.
Right.
Let them say the things they want to say about their crazy, you know, kooky ideas, and then let's have the freedom to express our disagreement with that.
And I will say this for communism. Some of their critiques are spot on. Some of their where they point out this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong,
sure,
are absolutely correct. Now, their solutions are words I'm not allowed to say because of the FCC, but you know, sometimes we actually need that alternate perspective to say, okay, we are screwing up over here, and maybe your solution is a terrible solution, but it does point out that we're screwing up over here, and I wasn't aware of that. Now, let me find my own solution to what you've accurately pointed out as a problem that I couldn't see.
Now, of course, they're not actually saying that the problem with TikTok is that it's promoting communism. They're saying the problem with TikTok is it's made by China, and therefore that's bad.
Whatever happened to the market? The market demands TikTok exist.
You better believe it. And as Rand Paul actually points out, apparently in a opinion piece that he wrote for Courier-Journal.com, he points out that 94 million primarily young Americans use TikTok.
That's what, one-third of the population?
Just under a third of the entire population.
How can you say that? Oh, my God.
Well, and a big part of this is they are redirecting the anger that they have stoked in the Republicans. So they've been on this culture war things for the last, decade or so.
Yep.
And it has absolutely maddened everyone on the right. And they don't know what to do about it. And they're not willing to do the thing that they actually ought to do, and start abandoning these institutions that are betraying them. They're not willing to do that. But so they have all of this anger and no idea where to put it. So they're like, hey, it's all a bunch of commies. Just be against the commies. And here's a nice big target that we want you to be fighting against. So here's where you direct your rage. So all of that rage in all of these culture wars can be directed against China, and the effect of it is to destroy their own abilities of free speech.
The other thing I want to say about freedom of speech, letting you know where the a-holes are. The people who want to ban it, they're the a-holes.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
If absolutely. They want to ban it, they're the a-holes.
Yeah, apparently. The fact of the matter is, whose phone is that? Is that your phone? If it's not your phone, you don't get to say what's on it.
Right.
That's how this works.
I believe it was Montana has already passed a bill. I don't know if it's been signed by the governor yet. It was earlier this week. We reported that there's a bill that has been passed by the Montanan State House and Senate or whatever that is banning TikTok. So that's Jeez. Already happened there. According to the Pew Research study on the nationwide interest of Americans in banning TikTok, they do say that based on demographics, when you break down people by their age, 71% of those ages 65 and older support the ban, compared with 54% of those 50 to 64, and fewer than half under the age of 50. Those under 30 stand out for being the only age group in which more people oppose banning the platform than support it, which is 46 to 29%. And that's because they're the users.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, TikTok. Anybody over 65 using TikTok, probably in the minority of their age group.
Yeah,
even over 50 for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've basically found that tendency, a way to take that tendency of hating what the youngest generation loves, whether it's, turn down that gangster rap, pull your pants up. Like, okay, that has always been a part of the human condition. The older generation does not comprehend the younger generation. Mm-hmm. That will always be the part of the human condition for as long as we haven't been nuked off the face of the earth, which is, slightly more likely now. But they've found a way to take that tendency and turn it into cold, hard cash. Why? Because if I can turn you against this government, then you'll authorize me to spend all this tax money on the military-industrial complex.
Let's go to the phones. Ricky is on the line in Pennsylvania. If you want to weigh in on TikTok, if you are in the half of Americans that support the ban, I want to hear from you tonight.
Yeah.
Let's get on the phone and try to explain to us why you are in favor of banning an app. But Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Thank you there, Brother Ian. Brother Captain Peakless Mountaineer, good evening.
What's on your mind tonight, Ricky?
Well, I got two things, and hopefully you're able to hear both of them, because I know there was a lot of noise when you monitor me. So I'll talk about the first one first. And the second one I think is more interesting. It fits right on with the topic tonight. But here's an observation I made, and a realization. I disappeared for 5 years, But last night it finally hit me. When I called in, I had a whole different direction I was going in, Brother Ian, but it didn't go that way.
That happens sometimes, people call in about something and then we go off in a different direction. But that's okay. You can always call back. So what's your point?
Well, here's what came down. All I had to say was the words Confederate Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about this, Riley said, what's a Confederate Democrat?
It's a fair question.
Here's what I'm not even going to get into that. But what I'm looking back at is Riley's first call. And that was back in 2017. I remember it. Riley described himself, what he was all about, these kind of things. I remember he said he was a blind listener and all that, and then he offered to do the digest. What was funny is, with the digest thing, is I for quite a while checked it out, Every time I would call in, and I had a really hot year in 2017, there was a lot of really interesting calls. I was always cut out. But see, the funny
thing is, he thinks you're boring. I mean, he wouldn't be the only one who thinks that, Ricky.
Well, I wasn't boring in 2017.
Well, that's just your opinion, man.
Well, there was you had the stuff with Ralph back and forth. There was a great one with.
So you called in to talk about yourself. What was the second issue?
Okay. Well, regardless, people don't remember me. So, you know, I think that's what it comes down to. People don't know what I'm about, you know?
It's well, like we heard about what you were about last night, where you explained that you were in favor of slavery as
a conservative Democrat. I didn't even want to go in that direction.
Yeah, but the question got asked, and you answered it. So what was the second point, Ricky? Let's get to it.
This one's much more interesting.
Okay, good.
I currently can't see it all, you know. Now, there may be hope for the right eye in the future, and that may be a good thing. I might be able to get 2,400, you know, with correction. Now, that would allow me to use a smartphone with difficulty. But I was thinking about Beard Talk Live, and I was thinking about tonight, actually, you know. And
you're welcome to call in.
What you're talking.
Beard Talk Live, for listeners that don't know, is the show that happens after Free Talk Live on Saturday nights. It is live internet only. So if you're a radio listener, you would have to go to our video feed at watch.freetalklive.com and you can watch it live there. There were some issues on Odyssey, our main streaming platform, last night. So if that's still wonky, then go to video.lrn.fm. And that'll take you to a list of other services we're on, like Twitch, for instance. Those feeds will be fine if Odyssey's having problems. Anyway, that's 10:30 Eastern time tonight at watch.freetalklive.com. All right, what about Beard Talk Live, Ricky?
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't think I'll be calling in every week or anything. But, like, tonight, I have two things really interesting to talk about that go hand in hand. But part of it, one of the things is I know that I could not talk about on the radio because of the subject matter, you know.
It's too explicit, and, is what you're saying.
Huh?
The subject matter would be too explicit for radio, is what you're saying.
A little bit, but also just the nature of it, you know.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's.
Can you even
down.
Tease it without tripping the censors?
I can. How you want me to give you the topic?
Yeah, if you can, if it's safe.
Sure, it won't ruin it. Yeah, it's my first voyeur experience and making porn in
his first voyeur experience coming up tonight. Thanks, Ricky, for the call tonight. He's teasing the Beer Talk Live tonight. You're going to find out what Ricky likes to watch secretly.
Isn't he blind?
You didn't used to be. The number is 603-283-6160.
Yeah,
can a blind person be
a
voyeur?
Yes, they do.
More coming up.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.